Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Watch what happens when there's so much that happens.
Well, hello, Dallas, you classy, classy city in Texas.
Yes, Dallas. It's so great to be back here. It's been a few. We ended our tour in Dallas. We're picking it back up here in Texas. It's great. You guys are always awesome to us.
It is so great to see you, and it's so good coming here from really any other city in Texas, because every time I get to Dallas, ever since I was a little kid, I'm like, these fancy fucks. Here we go.
Fancy.
Here we go. Dallas has the nicest, every fucking thing in Texas is the nicest. You are the fanciest asses in Texas. Our hotel is not like a fancy hotel. I'm a cheap bitch. I book our stuff generally, you know? It is nice. I'm like, I am leaving the house. Now, you'll still have water that's kind of slimy and will run out like this, which is hard for a bigger body, you know? I'm like, girl, help. But damn, those tiles are nice in there. The artwork.
And the guys are hot, let me just say. Oh my God,
we
our hotel lobby.
See all of you right now.
What is happening in this city?
Y'all do your squats here. A lot of nice donkey booties on the men.
A lot of people getting into their Ford F1 pickup truck thingamajiggers.
We love it here. You know, in other parts of Texas, we're like, fuck you and your big trucks. And here we're like, fuck me with your trucks.
The pickup truck thing really works here in this city.
It really does. You guys pull it off. Because you guys are like, I'm doing this for the fashion of it. Not to run you off the road, you know. Now, there is a general part of Texas I'm having an issue with. Well, besides the obvious stuff. I think we already know that. Don't worry, it's not that kind of show. You know the Buc-ee's thing? Like, we always are like, Buc-ee's, and then...
We went to Buc-ee's.
That's all you have to say, and everyone's like, oh, my God! You guys are like ripping off your shirts.
Yeah.
But the past couple of times we've gone to Buc-ee's, I've ordered so much shit at the Buc-ee's that I'm like a drug addict in the room, you know? Like, I keep saying, I'm going to buy one of those big saltwater taffy things and just have it for the kids.
Yeah.
The kids never see that shit. Or the Buc-ee's like nuggets or whatever. Yes. Yeah, all the kinds. I don't care what kind it is. I get them all, and then I've felt so bad, sad, you know? So today, we're like, of course we're going to go to Buc-ee's.
Of course.
And I was like, fuck you, you little chipmunk squirrel thing. I don't even...
Beaver.
And we happen to park right in front of the statue that's going... It's the Buc-ee's squirrel thing, and he's like this. Chunky little fucker. I'm like, get out of here. I went in there and got 2 hard-boiled eggs and a carrot stick, and I... As we drove away, I was like, fuck you. You're not getting me this time.
Meanwhile, I was also going to have some self-control. I was like, you know what? I'm trying to eat a little healthier, try to lose some weight and everything. I was like, I'm going to go get just like one little thing of fudge. So I go to like the Buc-ee's fudge station. And there is a lady. I mean, I don't know who caused the drug wars in America, but she may have done it. Because she's like, now what would you like? And she's like, you know, probably like she's older lady, but you know, she's been like doing the fudge thing at Buc-ee's for decades.
That's
you know?
Not an easy job to get. I was telling him, that's a very proud woman. She's working, she's the head fudge lady at the Buc-ee's. Have some respect.
And she is so nice to me, but you know, all the other like fudgettes are like terrified of her. Because I swear to God, she spent the entire time while I was ordering my one thing of fudge, which turned into 6 things of fudge. She kept on saying, like, now hold on 1 second. Let me just straighten up this fudge. And then she was just like. She would move it like one little centimeter. She's like, okay, now what can I get you? And I was like, yeah. I'm just gonna have the chocolate fudge. And she's like, and what about the peanut butter fudge? I was like, no, just the chocolate. Mm-hmm. And what about the peanut butter fudge?
Fucking drug dealers, I'm telling you, that's what they do. They slowly ruin your fucking life at that store.
Yeah, so then I wind up getting, I'm like, okay, I got like three different pieces of fudge. She's like, well, you know, if you get one more, you get two more for free. And I was like, okay, give me the salted caramel dark chocolate fudge.
Then you get home with all of this fudge. It doesn't even make sense together. You know, it's like it's like Heather Gay put together a choir of fudge. And you're trying to support it out of, you know, the good idea and intentions behind it. But at the end of the day, you're eating a key lime fudge with a peanut butter fudge.
No, it's all...
It's just not good. You're crying in your room, like, why do I always pick a Hyatt place every time?
Yeah, she just has this look of victory. Like, when she puts that 6-1 in, like, I knew you would buy all the fudge. She turns to the other ladies. That's how you do it. ABF. Always be fudging. I got fudged.
You got fudged. You got fudged
okay
by
it.
The fudge
I'm okay.
lady.
I'm okay.
Well, anywho, so welcome to Watch What Crappin. Podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yo Bros.
Hey, so we have something exciting to announce, which is that, you know, the Golden Crappies are coming up. Yes. And we're happy to announce that on Wednesday, the ballot will be going live. So we want to make sure you guys all vote for all your favorites. We got a lot of categories. It'll be very fun. So everyone vote for that.
Oh, yeah. You got to get your vote in. This is a vote that actually counts in America.
It does. So. And you can vote as many times as you want, too.
Can you tell I'm bitter? I'm so pissed off at everybody right now. I'm even pissed off at the mayor of Bee Cave. Like, what did she do? Literally nothing. She sent us a Facebook post and was like, so sorry about the trees, everybody. Be sure to go measure the centimeters of the trees that have fallen, and you can claim those oaks on your insurance. I mean, what a nice lady. And I'm like, oh, really? You're going to send me something to measure that with, bitch? I'm, like, so furious right now. Like, she did nothing but help. Sorry, Karen. I think that's her name. Okay, so, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, am I right?
Is everyone excited?
Now, you know, our opinions on this show differ, and literally the rest of the world, because we love it. And the internet is so upset with this show, and it just kills me, because I know that poor Heather Gay is reading all of these comments.
She doesn't remember.
Yeah, hopefully she forgets next day. But I know she's reading them. I think this is like one of the best fucking things on TV. I'm like, I don't know what you people are watching. This is amazing.
It is. And we actually, apparently we have two very special guests here. Brooks Marks and Brooks Marks right there. Hello, everyone. Look at this. Beautiful. I mean, look at that right there. Beautiful Brooks Marks tracksuits right there. Wow. That was made by a baby.
Toddlers.
Toddlers. Toddlers sewing for toddlers.
See, people are pretty upset about this season, and I really don't get it, and I think it's unfair to the show. And listen, I've never seen people give so many opportunities to terrible actors in my life. This show has really opened the door to auditions. I'm loving all of the auditions. These ladies need some audition class. You don't even learn your sides before you come into the audition. Angie K is literally showing up like, oh, yeah? Well, you know what I heard? I heard that Jen and Heather did some Barbie kicks and did sex like that. I'm like...
Angie K comes like already, like she's already had the post-production done on her. Have you noticed the way she talks? She sounds like she's already been spliced together. She's like, so today, the thing that I noticed was that Jen was a very bad friend of mine. I was like, was that from a paragraph?
don't give an improvising cast scripts because they're idiots at it. It's like Whitney can't do. We all know how Whitney is.
Hey.
Whitney, talking like refrigerator magnets that you're trying to form into words to make a sentence. It's like, duh. And then you've got Angie. And then you've got Angie Harrington, who just saves up a bunch of words in a sack and then dumps them all over the place at one time. She'll be like, well, you see, what I really didn't know about Jen was that she was going to get really mad at that and then go to... It's like...
She does have like a little bubble that her words have to get over. Yeah. Honestly, like last season, I really, really loved Angie Harrington. I was like, oh, she's this great kind of, you know, Ryan Murphy-esque. What's that name of that actress again? Sarah Paulson. Like Sarah Paulson.
Oh, she wishes.
Sort of.
I feel so bad for Sarah Paulson whenever you guys say that. Every time I'm like, fucking Sarah Paulson has worked her balls to the bone. Okay?
That's what being a celebrity is. You work hard, and then one day someone gets onto Bravo who looks sort of like you, and you're just known as that. So
she's
either
like,
way.
I went from fucking Cherry Jones's twink to now being Angie Harrington's twin. Thanks a lot, ladies.
Either way, all I can see of Angie Harrington this season is her in that, like, that razzmatazz audition outfit, where the top hat doing, when the Saints go marching in. I was like, oh, you kind of ruined your brand there. But you know what? That's Salt Lake City for you, isn't it?
So when we open up on this second part of the reunion, it is still the Friends of section, which is, you know, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many people does he need? How many boys? How many girls?
They're all opening auditions. Up chocolate bars, hoping to get a golden ticket. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Dana, we open with Dana. We're back. Wow. Dana's skin is still rejecting the rayon blend Disney Evil Queen costume she's attempting to use to earn another season. So Dana's like,
she's going to a Ren Fair next. Don't blame her.
Yeah.
She has a turkey leg, you know. She just came from the Ren Fair and is going to one. She's in between Ren Fairs.
I went to Disney World with my family like 5 years ago, and I got one of those turkey leg things, and I took a picture like... I'm going to regret that picture forever. It just keeps coming up. I feel like Facebook is bullying me. It's like, remember this? And I'm like...
I'm sorry. Well, I didn't understand that word. Would you say bullying? You mean bullying.
Yes, yeah, bullying. Yes, the Bravo version. So poor Dana looks like she's really itching. And so Andy's like, so, Angie K., you suggested Jen gave Heather a black eye during a Barbie scissor kick sexcapade. I like when Andy's like pointing to people that aren't there, like.
Oh, well, I was talking to some people and they, you know, they said they had never heard of any sexual relationships between Heather and Jen, and I had never heard that before, so I assumed, okay, this is obviously platonic, which is why I said that.
Then Heather's like, you've known each other for 20 years, and you thought she had a sex act injury? Is that what you're saying? And Whitney's like, well, it's because we saw it, because, you know, you know why I think it might be that people think that? Because we saw it on the bed. I love when Whitney comes up with something that she thinks she just figured out. She's just like...
She's like in the old school Carmen Sandiego with the magnifying glass. Hey, gumshoe.
So Heather's like, and to add insult to injury, it's now a sexcapade, and I'm covering it up on top of my blackout. Thanks a lot, you guys. I cannot believe my friends would accuse me of having a sexcapade. Roll the clip, please. She's like,
Yeah. What about me? 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 What about me?
Cut back.
How
dare you? How dare you guys?
Wow, okay. Well, as a woman who wakes up with a black eye and scratches, did you want to find the person who did that, Heather?
I want to see the meeting that they came up with these questions for Andy. How do you get somebody to talk about a black? Like, it's such an obvious thing.
Well, don't you want to find out? As someone who likes the truth, you woke up with a black eye and scratches. Don't you want to know? And Heather, she's like, I just feel that I was drinking and that's a sin. And so whatever happened to me, I deserved it. I was like, yeah, that's the point of sin. That's what makes it fun. So, girl, get a mugshot. Don't cry over it. Get a fucking mugshot of yourself made into a magnet and put it on your damn refrigerator. You're taking the fun out of alcoholism.
Yeah, Andy's like, wow, that's terrible. Well, Heather, I'm glad you're safe, and I hope you give yourself a break because it's certainly not worth the shame spiral you're putting yourself through, especially because we're going to need you to do it a few more times if you want to stay on this network. Okay.
You know, Heather, that is terrible, but just so you know, being responsible for things that happens is only required when you declare yourself sober.
A lot to not unpack there. All right.
Yeah, girl, when you're still drinking, you don't have to admit shit. The only time you have to admit anything is when you're in AA, and then you have to, like, tell the truth about everything. That's why you should never get that drunk. Just get almost that drunk.
Well...
But don't drink yourself into confession.
Well, speaking of AA, Angie and Renaissance Fair Girl, thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us here on this stage.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love the way Andy just dismissed. I don't think he even learned their names.
No.
Right?
He's like, Lulu, Tina, Mabel.
I was like, is this the Mambo number 5? Just...
Wait. No. Don't send me away yet. I have, Heather...
All right. That one has something to say. Go ahead.
Jen Shaw... threw a potato at a child the other day. I can tell you all about it if you let me stay on the stage.
All right, I think that's enough for me.
Actually, my husband was also an undercover policeman and found out that Heather Gay also deep-throated a construction worker serial murdering a hamster in an alley.
Wait, no. Andy, no, this is very serious. I have something to say, and I should be on this couch right now.
All right, go ahead, give it another go. Let's take this one again, Slate.
All right, there's a reason why I blew up, Andy. At our dinner in San Diego, she was making fun of where I was living. So I live on the west side of Salt Lake City. It's more of a country town. It's like, it's called Tooele. And like, bitch, she doesn't even own a house.
All right. I think that's something that the Tina or Tina Banana Dana fan.
No, that was my monologue, I swear. I didn't take it from anyone.
Eddie, I have what? Tom's house was broken into. And he confronted the burglar. And his eye hurt, so he had to go have eye surgery. And then his car flipped 20,000 times on the freeway in Pasadena.
Angie, I'm pretty sure you're just stealing Erica Jane's storyline now.
I will not leave.
Don't send us away, Andy.
Don't you ever.
No.
About me or my husband ever. Oh, God!
All right.
Get these fakers off of here. Get them out.
All right. Goodbye, friends ofs.
Oh, friends of. You tried it.
By the way, I have to say, in all seriousness, I loved when Andy was like, all right, well, thanks, Angie K and Angie H and Dana. Thanks so much for being here. And then he just gets up and runs off the stage. He's like, I am not hosting any more of these JV reunions.
Yeah. So there's like a little break time or whatever, and Heather's really trying it because Heather's basically
What am I trying to say? Okay, her, what's it called in sports where you make a plan, her game plan? I'm such a fucking idiot, literally. Like, I sit up here and I make fun of Whitney. It takes me 5 minutes to come up with simple shit like that. I'm telling you, I'm so sorry. God, this is my first one too. Don't ever, you know, and I'm up here, I've said don't stop drinking 20 times. I know that's terribly offensive to say in 2023. It's killing me. Maybe it's just that I was so drunk before, I didn't realize how dumb I really was, and I was fine with it. Anyway, the game plan Heather came in with is to just be my mother, okay? That's how she's gonna get away with every single thing today. Every time they call her out on something, she's like, well, I'm sorry I gave up my life to raise you and your sister. I'm sorry. Okay, I am sorry. And she's like, and I know what they're thinking. There's Heather, the sinner, falling off the wagon, and now she's on the dark side, and now you're a debaucherous fool. I'm so embarrassed that it's just so not me. Hey, roll the clip, could we?
Yeah. What about me?
Yeah, I like Heather's crying about, like, you go to the dark side and this is what happens. And then it cuts to the other sofa and it's literally Dana and Angie K taking photos like they're at Disneyland. Like, oh my God, get one of the cameras in there. Oh my God. Oh my God, look.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
Decades before Anna Delvey began scamming her way into high society, Christian Carl Gerhardsreiter was infiltrating America's most elite circles with little more than a fake name and a lot of charm. Bold, ruthless, and willing to kill, Gerhardsreiter embarked on a caper across the West Coast, successfully evading the FBI for decades. Hi, I'm Saatchi Kohl, co-host of Wondery's podcast Scamfluencers, where we unpack the lives and schemes of some of the biggest scammers and con artists. In our recent two-part series, Three Weddings and a Funeral, high society's top social circles become a playground for a fraudster. Follow Scamfluencers wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Commercial.
We're back!
And we're back! All right.
Throughout this season, Whitney is taking us on a healing journey. Whitney, please monologue now. It's really funny to listen to you long talk.
Thank you, Andy. I am filling the feelings that you feel when you go on a healing journey.
I was feeling so much that I started peeling.
I am willing myself in at 60 miles per hour, willing, of course, W-H-E-E-L-I-N-G, because I'm in a car, willing.
Justin lost a job that he was killing. And now my boobs don't have a bra and they're spilling.
Okay, all right, Whitney.
All right.
Yeah, can we get some more specific questions for Whitney? Don't let her just go off like that, all right? So Whitney, how was your healing journey? And she's like,
my healing journey was so healing. But unfortunately, I didn't know that I was going to be questioned.
And who questioned you?
Everybody, everywhere I turn. The other day I tried to call Heather and then the phone answered and it said, do you know who you want to be directed to? And I said, stop asking me questions.
I turned on the radio and even the radio was questioning me. It was like, who let the dogs out?
The other day, I was trying to watch TV, and I said, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? I said, stop asking me questions.
I went to the movie theater, and I was like, dude, where's my car? I'm like, stop asking me questions.
Driving along, got milk, stop it. I must have gotten a crash on that one, Andy.
Oh, okay, well, Heather, were you able to support Whitney the way you would have been able to if you'd been in a better place with her at all?
No, because the only time I ever even heard about it discussed was on camera. I was like, oh, slam. Oh, you see, that's what she's talking about, Heather. Now, Whitney could have a video camera on her face. She's such a ding-dong at this point, okay? She's a dum-dum. I get it. But Heather, that's not nice to say that Whitney's just making this up for a storyline. Heather's like, yeah, the only time I heard about abuse was on television. So,
well,
it's like, yeah, you're really nice, Heather. I can see where you're the one on the right.
Well, but in Arizona, she told me my healing journey was childish and fillish and slippy. She said I made that entire weekend about myself, which I didn't, which is why I'm bringing up that weekend when we talked about that all weekend.
And, you know, my memory, just how it works, I was like, oh, it wasn't that bad, Whitney. Calm down. And then it cuts to Heather going, oh, yeah, well, the first night you made it all about you and your fucking childhood abuse.
Yeah, not so sensitive.
Heather.
Well, Whitney, I am horrified that you would think that I would ever dismiss you like that. That's not how it's ever been or would ever be. And it's a complete anomaly to how I feel about you. Let's give her a second for anomaly. Okay, a second for anomaly. Anomaly, 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 anomaly.
There's a lot that poor Whitney doesn't get. She literally just... Mommy. Like I'm doing right now, just looking up at the lights when you're confused and you're like,
it's an anomaly.
What's that buzzing sound? You just see her corneas getting baked as she stares at the lights.
It's an anomaly.
Oh shit, I just baked my own corneas. Supposed to read this shit now. I'm too old to just be staring at a light like that. I can't see a damn thing now.
Anomaly.
I already got floaters in there. Do you guys have those? What the fuck is that?
I had some big ones yesterday.
Disgusting.
I had big ones.
You did?
Yeah, I had very big
fucking
floaters
worm
yesterday.
Worm shit in there? Get the hell out of there. Scrub it out of me.
So.
Just kidding. I'm apple penciling myself. Okay. So
this is, believe it or not, we're making jokes. It's actually a pretty serious segment. And Andy gets very serious. You know, Andy asks. I love Andy.
It is.
I just love the way Andy pivots because he's basically like, well, I'm sorry you had to go through that. Hey, well, their cousins and ex-Mormons, they got big boobs.
Your boobs look great, though. How well, they feeling?
Let's take a look. I just love how we just move right from that segment right into... the usual stuff.
So then we go into bad weather. Went from sunny to dark and stormy again this season. I was like, Andy, come on. It's a bad weather thing. You can make this work. He didn't try. He was like, fuck this show.
He's over it.
He's like, fuck
He's
all
so
of you.
He's so over this reunion.
So then we see the clip of Whitney at this lingerie party. This lingerie party was one of my favorite things. I love people fighting in lingerie. I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Until this season. But this getting so deep and serious when your boobs are like pushed up to here. Whitney's, and first of all, it's also an unfair fight when you're fighting with somebody as gorgeous and like worked out and stacked as Whitney. I would just be like, you win. Everything you say is the truth because you automatically win. You do the most squats. You're correct.
But this show really, you know, really broke boundaries. I mean, because it really... It was really the first show we saw where someone gets like really thrown into some Venetian blinds. Like the Venetian blind heaving was unparalleled. And just to see, they showed it all season long. Whitney getting put into those Venetian blinds. She's like, ah.
Yeah.
All tangled up.
Yeah.
So
I love the smack of the Venetian blinds, you know. So then it cuts to Whitney going,
Angie told us that Lisa and John had those tickets to the jazz game, because Lisa swallowed jizz for jazz. And you were there, Heather.
And Heather's like, that is a lie. And then so we see Whitney in the hot tub, which I feel like is like always where Whitney speaks from. Like even if it's just in her mind, that's always where she's thinking.
It's like Splash. You know?
So hot tub, Whitney is like, at a very basic level, if Heather can't validate my feelings, then I probably have to take a friendship break.
So then Andy's like, wow. Well, I don't think anyone saw this coming except for the producers that engineered this. Wow. So where do you two stand? Heather's like, it's not good.
It's not good, okay? It's like, all right, okay, well, Judy from Judytown says, Whitney, after watching the episode back, do you stand by calling Heather a liar? Do you think that if you told the story again sober, you think you might have the same outcome? She's like, well, that was a very long sentence, so I'm gonna try my best.
I'm just gonna start with outcome.
That was Lisa's problem.
Lisa sees outcome, she jumps right on it, and before you know it, she's following around the Harlem Globetrotters state to state for free, Andy!
You can't get in seats with outcome.
So, she's like, yeah, but it's not fair because, like, when I'm drunk, it just makes everything so messy because I get my words confused. Can I start again? I'm like, all right, Whitney, give it another go, Whitney.
It's just, it's really hard when you're going up against someone who's like a master debater.
Say it again. Hey, Whitney, what, Whitney?
She's like a master debater. It's like she takes pleasure in doing this, a lot of self-pleasure.
Is it hard, Whitney?
Yeah.
She's pointing the finger at me, but she needs to finger herself.
She's telling a lot of lies she's expecting me to swallow.
She's acting like a jerk, and I say, no more jerks. I want to jerk off the stage.
She has so much inside her, I would just wish she'd release. Release it, Heather, release it. All right, I've actually got a chub, so let's move on.
We all saw Andy trying not to laugh when she said master debater, right?
He's like, ugh.
I think that's the moment Andy actually woke up in the... He's like us. We just love that shit. We're like, masturbator! And he woke up. Because the rest of the reunion, he was fine. It's like, that's all you need. A few cum jokes, and Andy's right back in.
All right!
So, Brigham from Wagon Full of Ladies with Split Ends and Long Underwear says, Heather! You said if you choose to recuse something from your memory, that is your right. What the fuck does that mean? I don't understand that. Even reading it back days after it actually happened on television.
And Heather's like, when I did hear the rumors is when I got to Arizona and I was told the rumors in the bedroom. And then we see a clip of Whitney being like, I found out that Lisa performed sexual favors to get seats at jazz tickets.
And for the advancement of Vita Tequila. And Heather's like, oh my God, this is so good. So Heather's like, these rumors were so conflated, and if you want to say bad things about people and you just say you're involved now because I told you about it, that is unfair. It is my right to be a bitch to someone else on my own terms.
Which I actually agree with. She's right on that one.
So Andy's like, well,
why would you call her a liar? Why would be calling a liar evoke such a huge reaction? And Heather's like, well, because I wasn't lying. And then all of us talk about waking up. All of a sudden, Meredith is like,
no one wants to be called a liar.
It's like she just got recharged. You know, it's like when your laptop finally has, like, it died, you plugged it in, and it's black, then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's like, hello.
Yeah, but she called me a liar, too. And Heather said, no, I didn't, Whitney. I said that what you said is a lie. It's very different.
And then Whitney goes,
yeah, but you called me a liar and a drunk.
And Heather just goes, yeah, she just nods. She's like, yeah.
Well, Copa from Cabana says, Meredith, you say you're a loyal friend because you keep forgiving and defending Jen despite her constant lies and scamming innocent victims. Did Whitney deserve the same patience and grace you gave Jen for far worse?
Do you think that Heather holds you to a higher standard, Whitney? And Whitney goes, huh? And he's like,
yeah, higher standard. And Heather goes, oh, definitely. I definitely hold Whitney to a higher standard than everyone else. And so Whitney's like, yeah, well, but your actions don't convey that, Heather. And she's like, what? She goes, yeah, because Jen can do anything, and then you'll go running right back. And Heather's like, right.
Because hold her to a lower standard.
Lower. Yeah, but like, I just called you a liar, and then I get shut out.
Yeah, because you're right. At a higher
standard. You're at a high.
Have you ever seen a commercial for a Hebrew National hot dog? Higher standard.
So Whitney's just staring at the lights, like.
Are my eyes moving or are the lights moving?
So then Andy from Manhattan asks everyone, if a monkey weighs 20 pounds and a banana weighs 3 pounds, will Whitney ever understand English? All right, what was I saying? What was I saying?
Banana?
So, yeah, Andy then basically asks if Whitney's newfound friendship with Lisa may have clouded Heather's judgment about everything. And Heather's like, yeah, it was a quick pivot. Like, it was such a 180 that it, like, just made me question everything. So now Lisa jumps in, and she's like, wait, hi. Hi, reunion. Hi.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, reunion.
Hi,
how are you? Can I touch? Hi. Can I touch?
I love that.
I love that. I love that accusation. I love that.
Love that.
I love that.
Sundance.
Hi. Okay, well, Heather, you and I were working on our friendship. So I think that, like, you would want me and Whitney to work on our friendship.
Right, but that's why I didn't want Whitney to say all these rumors in front of everybody, because it was mean to you, and it seemed like a backward step for you and Meredith, and me and Whitney and Meredith, Lisa and me, Mormonism and me. Now's not the time, Heather. We'll get there. Okay.
I was dying for Andy.
Well, I'm sorry I quit college for this family, Andy. Okay.
I was dying for Andy to say, hey, Lisa, you realize you're kind of defending the girl who introduced rumors of you giving blowjobs for jazz tickets this entire season, right?
But that's the thing. The show is so fucking crazy because Heather was right in the beginning of the season. People are just making up all sorts of shit. And Whitney's like, you heard about her giving blowjobs for TV to tequila and having babies for rabbits. So that they would talk somebody into selling her tequila on a taco truck. I mean, Whitney's just coming out with all kinds of shit. And Heather's like, no, I didn't. And now Heather's the bad guy because she didn't.
She didn't verify Whitney's shit.
Heather just, she's one of those people that just can't accept being right. It's like, you're right, you're in the right. So then she just becomes a victim and just ruins her whole fucking season. She had a really good game up until the past few weeks, right?
Yeah.
Poor thing.
I know. I still like her, but yeah, she did kind of whiff with the whole black eye,
yeah,
et cetera.
Yeah, she really, the mystery black eye. Girl, I don't care. I watched Lost. I'm still waiting for a decent ending to that shit. I'll believe for the rest of my life that it's going to happen. Right, maybe in 20 years, Heather will finally tell us what the fuck. And you know, I saw some teenager on TikTok said this, and they're right about everything. They taught my niece how to make a Cheez-It the other day. I mean, that app is not fucking around. But I saw some girl on TikTok the other day say, I heard, and you know, she has like a picture of Heather with her black eye behind her. Cause you know how you do that? You like put yourself in front of the picture. And she's like trying to move so you can see Heather's whole black eye. Like, yeah. I fucking love TikTok, I'm obsessed. Okay, so this girl's like, well, I heard that Heather got her black eye because she was doing coke in the bathroom, which you, and that's also my favorite thing to accuse people of. And she was doing it on the sink, and when she went down to get it, she hit herself on the...
Yeah.
I was like, that's so logical.
That explains why she fell off the boat.
Yes. Why she what?
Why she fell off the boat. I literally got a tweet today that was like, guys, here's the footage of her falling off the boat. I'm not even joking. She didn't fall off a boat.
All right, just boob check. Just a little boob check.
All right, well, all right. Tutu from 7 wants to know, Heather, you seem shocked to find out that you and Whitney were on a friendship break. Whitney, how come you talk to everyone but Heather about the break?
I literally made that decision right before I left in the hot tub.
It's like that's Whitney does. On everything.
This is what happened. I decided it in the hot tub.
Like, Mama, are you going to pull the plug on this new house?
I just signed the documents in the hot tub.
Hot tub thinking machine. So Lisa's like, and by the way, like, Jen was deflecting from the fact that she had said a lot about Heather in the hot tub because I had received so many texts that were like, I fucking hate Heather. I fucking hate Heather. You have a beautiful voice, Lisa Barlow. I fucking hate Heather. And I was like, thanks, Jen. Someone finally appreciates my voice for what it is.
And listen, I know that just the nature of being a real housewife, you're full of shit, right? But I tend to believe Lisa more these days because she says things that turn out to be not only true, I'm with her.
Yeah.
Because she says not only true things, but literally exactly word for word. Because she goes, oh yeah? Well, I was getting texts. They said, I hate Heather, fucking hate Heather, fuck Heather, hope she dies. And then they like put up on the screen, I hate Heather, fuck Heather, hate Heather, hope she dies. I'm like, that was like a literal.
She's a real national treasure.
Yeah.
She is. So then Andy asks Heather if she was upset by anything that she saw there in the hot tub.
And then we see the clip of Whitney going,
Heather has made me feel like I need friends. Like, she's my friend 60% of the time, and I don't need friends like that. And this I declare in the hot tub.
And it's like Independence Hall in Philadelphia. Signing the Constitution.
It's like everything is a huge new day for Whitney, you know. It's a brave, bold day for Whitney Rose this Thursday or Friday.
Do we have quorum in the hot tub?
So good.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So then Andy's like, yeah, but Heather, weren't you upset when any of this happened? Like, you saw the text, and then Lisa pulls out her receipts. What Kinko's do these housewives go to that every receipt is this big? They're huge.
They are large.
And they're 20 pages long. She's like, I've got it, Andy. It's like, brr, brr.
It's like a boxing match. I expect a girl to hold them up and just walk around in the middle of the room.
So Heather's like, yeah, I was upset, but then, you know, I see that played out on TV and I texted her, but I mean, I also say like, Whitney, when did you get so good at math? 60%? It's like, oh, don't call Whitney stupid. How rude.
She was in the hot tub. Okay. Her math works in the hot tub.
It feels different when I do it. With Heather, Jesus.
I know.
And then so Lisa and Whitney are doing that thing where they make a pact. They're going to stick up for each other no matter what. So yeah. They just start repeating the exact same thing over and over. Lisa goes, not true.
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 Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Chalupa.
Chalupa.
Wait.
Chalupa. I love that. I love that.
Can I get a chalupa? I'm parched. I'm parched. And I...
She would order a chalupa if she's thirsty.
So then Heather's like, don't try and put this on me. We only knew that we were in this bad of a place because of BravoCon when you flipped on me at BravoCon. And then we see what a fucking nightmare BravoCon is, okay? Now listen.
Yeah.
BravoCon looked really fun. And everybody, did you go?
They went.
Oh my
they
God,
went.
I want to party with that whole row. Look at that fucking row. So you're my people down there. So BravoCon, everybody who went is like, it was amazing, it was the best thing that's ever happened to me. But for these housewives, what a fucking nightmare. I mean, they were just like being booed by the village, by the townspeople. It's like they're gonna get tarred and feathered. So we see a clip of this, and Heather's like, well, Heather is asked who reaches out the who reaches the most in an argument, right? And the audience goes, ooh. And already you're like, I better not fuck this up. This audience will kill me. They will literally fucking kill me.
And Heather's like, Whitney Rose reaches the most. I mean, you decided that you were going to dump me as a friend, not tell me. And to me, that feels like a reach. The audience is like, ooh, you know?
You just see flames starting to go up on the audience. I was like, someone save Whitney.
And then it comes back, and then Heather's like, and then you said all those things about me on your podcast. And then we go to the basement of Whitney's house. There's some lady who, like, the breasts were huge.
This
it was
podcast.
Like two loaves of bread. It was like a bakery. And she was wearing a turtleneck, but she had like a cutout to be like, just in case you didn't know, I have two loaves of sourdough here that I learned how to make in the pandemic.
Sourdough. Those were some sourdough.
It was bulls. It was two bulls.
That's just a lot. And I would normally say you can't have too much bread, but girl, like.
And I liked that we see this video of Whitney's podcast, and in the corner it just podcast. Says, it just says, yeah. It says YEA.
So Whitney has a podcast. I can't imagine why. Have you ever read her Instagram? Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, so the other day her Instagram, and I'm not quoting this. I don't want to like make you wait for me to search for it. It could take a while. I might get on TikTok and be like, tell me more, girl. But Whitney's Insta posts are all like, I woke up today realizing the spirit of myself is saying no when I want. And then sometimes I'll say yes, because I have power. I'm a woman with power in my feelings. And when I feel, I can walk. At Whitney Rose Jewelry, at Whitney Rose Facial Cream.
Well, she has a real good burn on this podcast, okay? Because she says, I'm no longer going to hold back. Heather needs to look in the mirror and tell her own lies until she realizes she's lying to herself. Get it? Because she's saying lies in a mirror, so she sees herself in the mirror, so she's telling lies to herself. Yeah.
Tell lies in the mirror and then see how you likes it.
Yeah. And then Candyman will come out and be like, stop lying to me.
Because when people don't live in their own manipulation and truth, then they live in their own manipulation of gaslighting.
So good luck master debating in the mirror. Hope it gets all over you.
Love the set, though. I love her podcast set is her basement bar. That shit is color.
I'm not a Mormon anymore, so I'm going to have a podcast in front of a basement bar. Suck that, Joseph Smith.
So then
start a Weight Watchers podcast just in front of, like, you know, shelves of bread and Fruit Loops. That's it. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
So then
suck it, Oprah.
So then it comes back, and Whitney's like, yeah, I did that podcast after BravoCon. It was a reaction. And Heather's like, you know what? I don't want to litigate Jen. Wait, Jen has a little gate? Why did no one tell me?
So,
no wonder why I tripped getting to the hot tub.
So Whitney's like,
but Heather, Jen was so mean to you that day, that whole day.
And Lisa's like, yeah. She said, you know what? Fuck her. My lawyers fucking hate Heather. Sharif fucking hates Heather. John Smith hates Heather.
Ronald McDonald hates Heather. Meryl Streep hates Heather. Jack in the Box hates Heather.
Like, jeez. Poor Heather. And so Heather's like, okay, well, Jen's a terrible person. What do you want me to say about it? I'm sorry that I worked 5 jobs to support this family when you were growing up.
Whitney's like, you care more about Jen than you do me, and that's fine. I've accepted it. And Lisa's like, yeah, you even said at the Marilyn Monroe dinner. She can't say Monroe.
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 It's the Monroe. Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
You said you're ride or die with Jen to Whitney, and Whitney's asking you to hear her. How could you do that?
Another's like, I'm not using the term ride or die anymore. Because I know what it's like when your family, your sisters, who are supposed to ride with you, die. The spirit just dies. I will. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for what you all did to me.
This is where we're wordsmithing. This is where we're wordsmithing, okay?
It's
we're
not,
wordsmithing.
It's not that. It's not that. It's not that.
It's not that. That.
It's not that. Chalupa, let's just stop. Stop, you two. Stop. So then Andy's like, all right, everybody from everywhere all at once says, Heather, you're a real asshole this year. What's going on off camera? You pissed off off camera? What's happening? Someone peeing in your cornflakes off camera? What's happening, Heather?
Well,
first Lisa goes, I don't think it's out of character at all. I told you that bitch was a good time, girl. Good time, girl. Season one, set it.
You learn about a lot of things when you're tied to a pole.
Literally, even pull up her shirt in season one, like exactly in it. God, she's a truth teller. I really didn't understand until tonight, until I said it. I'm making myself a cult member. I'm talking myself into it.
I like it. Do it.
I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
No, no. Never shut up, Ronnie.
No, because I keep doing this. I keep going. So anyway, then.
Listen. So so Heather's like, you know what? It was a hard year for me. We were dealing with like a lot of really heavy topics that were uncomfortable for me. I mean, it's really hard memorizing lines to Amazing Grace.
I mean, there was childhood trauma, felony charges, prison, adultery, basketball.
And writing this book, which is available today, made me especially vulnerable. You know, I had to revisit my entire childhood for the third season in a row, by the way.
I had to visit my childhood. This used to be my playground. Weren't even allowed to have slides there because people could possibly see up your skirts. It's a sad, sad playground.
So then Andy...
Madonna wasn't even allowed to be discussed, the real one or the pop star.
So then Andy does this thing. When Andy wants to go in on someone, he sort of has this thing that he does, which is like, all right, I'm going to come at you nicely now, but if you don't play ball, I'm going to be a dick soon. Okay, so he goes, well... And he sort of like, he shrinks down and goes...
He does do
well,
that,
well,
yeah.
I guess to me, you seem like, to me... Like, the first few seasons, you were like the epitome of own it, and now you're just saying bullshit.
Yeah. And she's like, well, some cathartic things happened, you know, and it made my emotions rise to the surface, and it made me less amenable to being a good person. That's my favorite answer of this whole reunion.
And she's like,
I'm sorry, that made me less amenable to being a good person. What do you want from me? It was trauma, bitch.
And she goes, but there were victories. Ski day. I was nice to Lisa Barlow on ski day.
Well, we all have weaknesses. Every one of us could look back and see something that we did wrong in our lives. Mine was trying to mush up a chicken nugget for Brooksy. I was saying he was vegan.
I had no idea that years and years of saying, open the hangar, here comes the plane, would give my toddler a debilitating fear of flying. We all do things wrong.
Facebook memories showed me that I once wore something sleeveless.
What's going on? Does she have magical powers with her arms that she's trying to protect the world from? I feel like if she like shows her arms, they're like, radioactive, and then everybody around her dies. It's like one of those superhero things where she's like, do not show them.
Yeah, she's
even
like,
in the bath, she's like under bubbles. Something going on.
That's true.
She will never show.
She's like Anna Paquin in X-Men. She's like, don't touch. my shoulders could destroy.
Yeah, it's like
Beauty Lab.
Yeah, like your superpower, but when it's really dangerous for other people.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck I'm talking about.
So many
why are you still here? What are you still doing here?
So, yeah. So basically, Heather goes on about like, oh my God, like Mormonism is suing me right now, and
girl.
God is suing me.
So hard for me. Mormonism, parents, shame. She's like using all the trigger words, right? I'm texting her right now. Just kidding. I'm not. Could you imagine? Like these people would ever allow that shit. I'm pulling this up because this is a tweet that Lisa Barlow made that says, Heather filed a trademark application for Bad Mormon based on her book for the church, filed in opposition to that trademark that the church is not suing her for damages or anything like that, but just infighting her ability to get that trademark. Heather's like, they're coming after me. Well, I can't just say, hi, my name is Ronnie Scientology. You can't do that. You know, here's our podcast, Scientology Crappens. No, they'll get your ass.
Strike that from the podcast because I don't need strangers at my door. I live in Hollywood
still. Now.
I live way too close to the Scientology Center in Los Angeles to be joking around like this.
I know, the Crappies is just some little tiny guy jumping on the couch talking about how happy he is.
I'd be okay with that.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah, I know. Could you imagine?
Even though we're fired, we'd be like, score. Nailed it.
It was worth it. Okay, so Andy's basically like, so where do things go for you two?
No, but I'm sorry. I have to continue with this victim monologue because she goes, the Church of Latter-day Saints is suing me, and I can only imagine what my friends and family from the church are thinking because I'm going into this book and I'm talking about things you just don't speak of. Did you know that caffeine isn't not allowed in the church? It's only hot caffeine. There's a taste of it. There's a little taste of it. It's huge, Annie. Just waiting for the headlines. Things we never knew about Mormonism. Your knees never get cold. Like, oh. Shut up with that.
Well, Heather, that sounds terrible for you. And so you guys, where does it go from here, huh? Because we need to know before wherever it does go, we destroy next season. So she's basically, Whitney's like, well, I don't know. She says she doesn't want anything to do with me. And she said that once people cross me, she cuts them out. But she left the church, so I don't know if I've still crossed her. I'm confused.
And Whitney's, I mean, Heather's just looking at her like, And Andy's like, so, Heather? And she goes, I'm trying to receive this. So then now we come back. There's like a little break. There's the lunch break. And Heather, you know, the couches are in each other's trailer, right? So it's Meredith and Heather, and then Whit, Dum Dum, and Lisa. And Whitney has a sombrillo, which we learned this week on Real Housewives of Miami, is an umbrella. Because Alexia is like, Marisol, sombrío, sombrío. Bravo, educating the masses.
Yeah, so they're having like an angry eating salad off. They're both like stabbing their sweet green. Like, can you believe what she said? I know, it was so rude. I know, I just got a cucumber. I just got a romaine.
She's playing the victim card. Like, she knows she looks bad, so she flips and she flops. She did a really good living room, I'm not gonna lie. It was like a farmhouse, but modern.
Okay, Whitney, I'm gonna need you to stay focused, because if I'm getting on the Whitney Rose train, you're gonna have to be a little better than this right now.
This is really hard because she's like so subdued in there. I'm like, who is this, Heather? Who is this person? Like, show me your tats.
So then we go back out to the set where Andy is doing his patented thing where the cameras are not rolling, so we just slouches in his chair like this.
Oh yeah, you're right, yeah.
Are we rolling yet? Don't have to pretend like I care. Okay, hold on, let me hoist myself up. And we're back!
I was wondering what he's doing in there. I'd like to think he has like a smart home and he's just like sitting there like turning the heat way up and just watching the nannies run around, like thinking they're dying, but he keeps like relocking the doors with the ring.
Well, wah, well, I don't know why I just went wah.
That's how you just magically go to Annie.
Hey, so we'd like to welcome the husbands now. We'll keep this as painless as possible, but unfortunately we are going to have to watch more footage of Justin and chocolate syrup, so it's going to have some pain.
And he does that thing where he's like, it's the husband segment, but I don't have a husband. And Heather's like, I don't have a husband either, Andy. You can be my husband. No, okay? That's not what I don't have a husband. I'm speaking personally now. I'm projecting. Me telling my best friend I don't have a husband doesn't mean I'm asking you to move into my fucking house, okay? You still have to pay your own bills.
So
we're not having this discussion again. I'm old, okay? I'm sick of it. It's every year.
I have a question. So I'm assuming we have a lot of moms here, parents, moms, dads here, right? Yes, y'all do great work. I don't have children, so I want to know, was what I was watching, is this what it's like when you bring like your toddler to take their first photo at Sears? Because watching John Barlow on the sofa, and Lisa goes, okay, we're gonna look over there. He's like, okay, smile. Smile. Is that what it's like to be a parent?
It is so. I went to the mall to get my Olin Mills photos taken back in the day. And it was like the Western theme, you know? And they were like, don't smile. And I remember even thinking as a kid, that is so fucking smart to just tell a group of kids, don't smile, you're cowboys. And that is John. He's like, look tough, John. Look tough. He's like,
and you can just, this entire segment, you can pretty much, I feel like you can see Lisa Barlow mouthing the lines that John's supposed to be saying.
Always.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Andy. John, say John. Hi, Andy. Say his name is Andy. Say hi.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi, Pandy.
Say, how are you?
How are you, Andy? I'm good.
You look great today.
Seth is a,
no,
Seth.
No,
Seth.
You look great today.
You look great
today,
Andy.
You can do it. You can do it. You look great.
Yeah, you look really good.
You're doing great, honey.
It's giving me a headache moving my eyes, but then not moving my head.
Okay, all right, honey. Honey, like we practiced, look at Seth and say, sup, bro. Sup, bro. He's doing good. He's good.
Sup, bro.
He's good. Just give him a moment. He's good. Come on.
Sup, bro.
Okay.
All right, I'll make this as painless as possible. Justin, thank you for not wearing a knockoff Gucci tight T-shirt and a giant fake gold chain. Okay, looks like your career shift has worked to permanent slothery for you. How's that going?
It's like, well, Andy, thanks for asking. I mean, once I got over the anxiety and uncertainty of what's coming next, it's pretty awesome getting fired from my job, I have to say. Oh, and that clip of you canoodling, so to speak, did they specifically say, hey, we don't like how you're behaving on this show, or hey, that was a lot, the chocolate syrup thing, or hey, a lot of our employees need therapy now. Anyone say that to you?
So you're trying real hard to get a new job in Utah where they're judging you for having sex with your own wife. Let's roll that clip again.
Let's roll that, yeah.
Whitney like, ah! So he's like, was that specifically why you were fired? Let's roll the clip again. Let's see that again. Was that why you were fired? Do it again. Do it again. Yeah. Okay, now do it fast.
Yes, it was,
look,
Andy.
They're speaking it real fast. And John, what's his buns? The other one with bleached teeth. What's his name?
Seth.
Seth is like, I just want you to know this, Andy. I have learned so much. I've learned so much. Have you ever heard of a PlayStation? It's amazing. So there was this article on Bravo. You know, I follow Bravo on Facebook, and they're like, Whitney Rose shares news about her husband Justin's employment. And then you have to scroll, you know, click through the fucking 97 windows Bravo makes you click through. I'm like, all right, what's Justin doing, you know? Like, surely they found aliens to build another pyramid for him to top. You know, let's see what he's doing. I scroll through that whole damn article, a commercial and a video, and Whitney goes,
he still hasn't found a job, and we're happy. I'm like,
this is when it's worthwhile to be Alexia. Don't scroll, don't have to be even bothered with it. Yes. You won't be disappointed with what you don't see.
As far as Alexia knows, she's like, clicks on Justin Rose, new story, Lysol, Lysol.
Wow, good
Someone
for him.
There is using Lysol.
I heard he's like the CEO of Lysol now, so good for him. He's good. Oh, well, you know Peter.
Oh, well, you know Peter.
So so then Andy starts asking, he's like, hey, Seth, so anything that crosses the line for you when it comes to filming? I mean, we obviously saw you take a bubble bath with Meredith. And Meredith goes, well, Andy, everyone's making it out to be a big sexy moment, but we were chatting in the tub and we're merely talking.
Then we get to Blair from Witches Eat Snitches says, John, do you think that you and Lisa are spoiling your asshole child with Range Rovers and expensive clothes? Any regrets? Do you take any responsibility for the douchebag he's become on TikTok? Yes or no?
I couldn't believe they didn't roll the footage of Fudge College. Seriously. And I think we all know who went to Fudge College. The lady from Bucky's.
Yes. The day we're talking about Fudge College, the last time this year, Ben met the head of Fudge College.
I did.
At Bucky's.
I literally met the president of Fudge College today.
So John and Lisa get real like, I can't believe he would say this about our children. John's just like, what do I do? What do I do? He just
hey,
goes,
John. John,
no,
just like we
no.
Said.
And Lisa goes, well, you know what, Andy? Like, our kid does everything himself, and since he was 3 years old, he's managed his own schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. He can do his own schedule since he's been 3 years old. That was awesome when he first started driving cars.
That's when he got his first Lotus, which he totally bought on his own, Andy.
That was the first time he made bananas faster.
Yeah. So, John and Seth, your relationship is more awkward than Seth's mullet. Seth?
Yeah, why have we not addressed that? As, like, a society, right? Like, no one's talking about that.
That man's cheating on you.
I can't
believe...
I'm
telling you now, and I've called it many times.
No, no. Someone who has a man crush on Brett Favre is not a cheater.
If your man shows up one day and he has either got a gym membership or a mullet, divorce him immediately, okay? Or start moving your money slowly into another account. That's the best advice. So, now listen, I don't want to tell you what to do, but I don't want it affecting my Patreon bottom line either. Now, we got to protect ourselves, ladies. You are the only people I'm married to in this world. Don't let me down. So Seth's like, I don't like? I don't like confrontation, Andy. That's something that I really don't fucking like. You know what else I don't like? Toes and my taints.
Toes and taints.
So then John's like, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to say literally the same thing that you're going to say.
How is that possible? We're talking about the exact same thing.
I know. So we both John's wrote like, notes about the exact same thing. I'm saying the exact same thing.
It was really hurtful. And, you know, like, I just look at it for exactly what it was, Andy. A religious crusade against my wife.
Yes.
I saw it as the Romans mass murdering all babies that could possibly be king. Well, like, John, calm down. John. Fucking crusade.
He's like, the hardest part for me was the, what was it?
The hardest part for you
the hardest
was when Seth was making
was
fun
when,
of you.
Was when Seth was
because
making fun of me, and I was there, I would
Seth.
Never have made fun
no,
of
me,
Seth.
Lisa, don't say me.
And Lisa wouldn't,
like
Lisa wouldn't either, because Lisa sounds like
don't
you.
Say that, it sounds like I'm saying
but it sounds
that.
Like I'm saying it.
But
since I was three
years
old, I have a night cal. He has a calendar.
Vita Tequila.
Vita Tequila, so.
SEC is just made up.
SEC. SEC filings.
So I was like, just go. Andy's like, just go. You suck. You're terrible. I thought it would help having actual warm bodies on stage. Unfortunately, John doesn't even have that. Go. Get out.
And now it is settled. The New Jersey husbands officially win. Okay.
So then we start talking about Jen going to prison. She finally pled guilty, you know, like... Now he's gonna take them to task for. Oh, I know it's getting late, by the way. So I'll just take a moment.
Okay,
let's
everyone?
Have a Whitney Rose moment.
Okay.
Remember that deep inside of yourself, if you really listen hard, you're a woman with tires, big tires, on a road full of rocks. At Whitney Rose Facials. Thank you.
So now Andy basically has to do the part of the reunion about Jenshaw without Jenshaw being there. So he's like, do any of you guys feel like shooting the show during the trial kind of changed her mindset, or is she just as much of a psychopath in person as she seems on TV?
No one knows how to answer. Like, how many questions do they have to answer about Jen? Jen's a fucking asshole, you know? Yeah. Like, what are you going to do? You're the one... Andy, like, puts them together every year, no matter what Jen has done. Jen's been violent on the show. Jen's a constant liar. She's obviously tried to ruin everybody's life on this show. And now you're mad at us for actually doing our job and filming with her? Where is your responsibility, sir?
Well, Meredith, season 2, you couldn't even stand to be around Jen. And then season 3, you've done a full 180 by standing blindly by her. What's the deal?
She's like, wow. I'm always, always gonna fight for the underdog. And she's a human being, and I don't think that she should be murdered.
I like the one where she's really pissed and she like lowers her head like a dog. Usually the dog does it when he's in trouble, like, I didn't do anything. But she does it when she's mad, she goes, and he's like, I didn't say you were murdering anybody.
Well, I don't think that she should be turned into meat and served to animals in a zoo or anything.
Yeah, but you said that if the victims were actually victimized by her, then you can't be friends with her anymore.
Well, I know. What I said was, if there are victims, then I can be a friend with her maybe a little bit later. Now it's later.
And so Whitney just keeps like, well, but how do you go from season two, hiring a private attorney and accusing her of stealing from your store? But now she's in trouble, but now you don't care. It's like, someone stop Whitney, stop her. I can't take much more of this. And so Meredith is like, oh, fine. Well, I know you all want to burn Jen alive and peel off her skin and cover your couches with it. So then she goes into the truth is, before San Diego, I was informed by a very reliable source that Jen had made an attempt on her life. And after what I went through, I'm not playing with that. There is no chance. I am going to support my friends. It's important for all of us to understand you are not alone. If you have one lemon, it takes a village of 3 hands to cut that lemon. And we need to all come together and cut a lemon.
You can't have a white bean salad with just one bean.
I was like, that was beautifully and delicately handled. Well done, Bravo.
It was, you know Meredith had, you know, like her response was rooted in some very tough times that she and her family went through, and so she's sort of expressing it. She's getting a little emotional, and Andy's like,
yeah, so just trying to understand your justification, though.
He's not going to let this shit go at all.
He won't.
So Lisa's like, well, but here's the thing, because, like, when we were in Vail, that was not the situation. Like, there were a lot of things said, like, not on the camera, that were on camera while I was blindsided. And, you know, that entire situation was horrifying, terrifying, and hurtful. And still can't do 3 rhymes. Still can't do it.
But then Andy's just over this shit, you know? He's just like, all right, well, she's facing 10 years in jail, Meredith, okay? And you had no reaction? You're just going to be monotone? It's just straight up Meredith monotone? Is that what you're going to... And Meredith's like, no, I'm not monotone. I am not monotone.
Does this sound monotone to you, doe, a deer, a female deer?
Ray, a drop of golden sun, me a name I call myself. Far, long, long way for Brooksy to rise, I'm monotone.
You know what? But you were gloating in the bathtub. You were gloating in the bathtub. No, I was not gloating. I was taking a bath, and I had a smile on my face because it's the first time I've ever had a bubble bath. Do you know how many times I have said, Calgon, take me away, and I wasn't taken away. But that day, I was taken away, much like Jennifer Shaw. And you know what? I was gloating that I finally made a good bubble bath. Is that not being a good friend?
And Lisa's like, no, no, not true, not true. We saw it. We saw it. It was on TV. It was on TV. And then they show the clip of Meredith in the bath, like,
oh, really? You've heard, you believe Jen? I don't.
And even Mary Cosby, who hated Jen, was like...
Little girl.
Meredith's coming back by... Mary is coming
Mary's
back.
Mary's coming back as a friend of. One of my favorite parts about this reunion, by the way, is that the more angry that Meredith Marks gets, the more her Chicago accent comes out. Because she goes from saying things like, I did not believe that, to I did not believe any of that.
So here's where I get confused, because Heather's like, no matter what happens, I'm going to stand by Jen. Even in this reunion, I have no leg to stand on here. I'm still going to, no matter what, not shit talk Jen. So then Andy goes, well, but guys, there was speculation that Jen pled guilty to keep Coach from being implicated. Is that anybody? I was like, Heather said that. Heather's the one who said that. That's where you heard it, because Heather's the one that's spreading it around. So I'm so confused about, like, the I'm the good friend. But now Heather's like, oh, yeah, well, take him, too, while you're at it. So then we go to basically that Jen needed money for defense, so they started going to their friends and asking for money, like Shaw Fund Me or whatever.
And of course, no one of the cast actually threw money at her, but of course Angie Harrington did. Poor Angie Harrington fell for it, like all the poor victims, because Angie thought this was going to get her back onto the show.
Hey, listen, sometimes you got to pay for your first big role. How do you think Beanie made it in The Funny Girl? Okay. Bless her heart, but come on, you know? Then listen, to make it fair, I call my own dad lazy. I'm like, I shouldn't have to work this hard. Do something for me! But, you know, look, trying to buy yourself a role, you go, girl. Didn't work. Didn't work!
So then Lisa's like, well, I wanted to give money, but I couldn't, because my counsel said we shouldn't give the money.
So then I asked Lorraine, my counsel, she said no. So then I called Alan, my counsel. He said no, don't give her money either.
And then I called Matlock, my counsel, and he said no. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Then I called Christine Baranski, my counsel. She said no, don't do it. Don't do it. Perry Mason said no. Perry Mason said no.
So then Andy's like, well, Lisa, when you went to lunch with Heather after Jen pleaded guilty, you were really emotional. Why was that? And Lisa's like, oh, that's right. I was emotional. I'm getting emotional now thinking about it.
Hold on, Andy. Hold on. I have to warm up my emotional engine.
Because okay, there's a part of me that loved her so much, like, so much. And now that she's been taken away in a manger,
not too far back, so little Jesus lay down in sweet, he was in a bed.
I'm sorry, I get so emotional. I get so,
so emotional
every time I'm with you.
So then they go to break, and Lisa, of course, immediately stops crying. She's like, baby Lord Jesus. Okay, we're on break now. Lisa's like, Whitney, don't you get emotional?
I get so emotional.
Whitney.
It's so hard to say goodbye to Jen Shaw. I got so emotional, baby, every time I think of Shaw. And I will always love Jen Shaw.
That actually fits because it's the same tone of my getting ready to cry engine.
I'm every not in prison woman. It's up to me. Anything you want done, baby, I'll give you Vita tequila.
So Andy decides to end this dog and pony show, right? So we come back from break, and he's like, wow, we got through it, guys. Hey, Heather, you look better than you did 12 hours ago. Heather. And she's like... okay,
she's like,
well...
I just remembered how I got my black eye. It exploded when it heard Lisa singing.
Wow. Guys, welcome back. You're not going to believe this. Heather is emotional. Heather, talk about it. Talk about it. Heather's crying. Heather started crying.
I'm not crying.
Heather, I'm not crying. Ah, Heather's crying, Heather.
An entire religion is suing me, okay?
So he's like, why are you crying, Heather? And she's like, well, there were a lot of heavy topics, and, like, this show's brought such good to my life, but you know what? Like, literal covered wagons showed up with ghosts that came out and shat on my lawn this week, Andy.
And Andy, always a sensitive soul, goes, well, I just asked if you felt better, and I thought you were going to say you were relieved, but I guess clearly you feel a lot worse.
So it's Andy doesn't even try for the rose and thorn, because usually he's like, let's say something positive about this season and say something negative. And so this time he's like, this whole fucking season sucked. What was the worst part for you guys?
So he's like, what's your biggest regret? So Heather's like, my biggest regret was on the Marilyn Monroe night. I regret that I did not have a full dinner because you served a charcuterie. It was really not funny. I should have just gone to bed. I should have just gone to bed. I have a lot of shame about this black eye. I'm sad that this black eye did not happen on a full stomach.
All right, well, Whitney, what's yours? And she's like, well, I wish I had waited to be sober to talk about Lisa guzzling jizz for jazz. But Heather, I was hoping that one of your regrets would be not fixing our friendship. Because I gave it a valiant try. Whoa, whoa,
wow,
whoa, $20 for Whitney,
valiant, Rose. Good job.
Three-syllable word used correctly.
I put my money that she'd say valet, wow.
And people say this season didn't have an arc, all right?
Hey, Meredith, what about you?
Well, Andrew, my biggest regret was not being more clear and careful with my words. When you have a toddler in the house, sometimes you just start saying things like a child, and I have to be careful about that. I apologize.
Lisa?
Well, you know what? I really don't have any regrets in my life. I guess one of my regrets was really not finding the microphone earlier. And you didn't ask for something grateful, but I'm really grateful that the Mexican pizza came back to Taco Bell. Came back to Taco Bell. So
wow.
That was great, Andy.
Well, you ladies have been through a lot, okay? We didn't even bother coming up with a funny drink for you. Here's just some goddamn champagne. And, here is a cake for Lisa and Meredith.
Listen, Meredith, you had the same birthdays kind of in the same week. Let's have a cake.
This isn't going to be awkward. Maybe we can mend some fences.
So they bring out this cake. It's these two huge candles, you know, like the fiery ones.
Yeah, one has shoulder pads, which I'd never seen on a candle before.
And they both start, everybody starts happy birthday. Lisa's like,
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to us.
Who do you ladies think you are singing my song? We all know there's only one bitch who does it. It goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
So they all join together and they blow on this cake. And I was like, that is the most fitting way to end this season. One giant blow.
Big blow.
How did it end? It blew.
But I still loved it.
We loved it.
We still loved it. We love it.
We love you. Thank you, Dallas, that brings us to the end.
So much for being a wonderful crowd. And we'll see you next time. Good night, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.